Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now you might be wondering, why are you guys doing this? Because I am in for Joe and Pomp. Dom DiTommaso is in for Austin Bechtold. But our pal City Limits, he insisted we still do a Bechtold breakdown today. And we have our pal Austin on the line right now, from my understanding. Live from Oakland.
You knew I could have missed out on an opportunity, Donnie, to be able to talk to you on a glorious Friday.
Of course, Austin. I mean, and we're going to let you run the breakdown here because that's what you do. So you're gonna kick us off here, pal. It could be something about where you're at right now or something completely different out there in the sports realm. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, we'll touch on a couple of different things, Donnie. But first and foremost, I'm sure you and Dom are following along with what's going on here at Oakmont today. Scottie Scheffler. I've been following him around a little bit. I saw him on 4. I saw him on 5. He made a couple of good chips on 5 to save par. But he is currently, last time I checked, 4 over and potentially in jeopardy of missing the cut. What do you guys think about the possibility of that? The world's number one. I saw Dom's tweet earlier, potentially not even making it.
Yeah, we had, I think it was last hour when Jeff said Scotty didn't seem safe. Now, last check with Jeff about 15 minutes ago, he thinks Scotty will be safe, but barely. But, I mean, to see the most dominant player in the world in golf right now, who was an overwhelming favorite to win this thing, play the way he has, is staggering. Because what everybody said about Scheffler coming in was, well, he doesn't make mistakes. He'll be good because he'll hit the fairways and he'll be going on his way. You know, will he play a perfect game? Probably not, but he's unflappable. Well, it seems like every part of that course is frustrating him.
Yeah, there's been some flaps, Donnie. And, I mean, the greens are pretty quick. I mean, that could change depending on what happens with the weather, whether that's overnight, whether that's tomorrow in the morning. It's starting to look like, at the last check for me, that things are going to start to look a little bit drier once you get into about noon, 1, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Also bodes well for Baldwin Wiffle Ball to get our rescheduled Wiffle Ball games in. Throw that out there. So hopefully that'll happen tomorrow. But I'm curious, who is your pick right now on, who is the guy that, like, you did not expect to do well, your underrated pick? Who's your, you know what, I'm going to put my money on that guy and nobody else sees it coming pick?
So we did our PM team U.S. Open draft the other day. And I had the first pick, which also means I had the final pick. I had Mr. Irrelevant. Yep. Obviously, I took Scheffler first because the way he's playing, it would be irresponsible to not take that guy 1-1. But the guy that I took with the final pick of the draft, who is the only guy right now that is under par, he will tee off in about a half hour, and I'll use him for my answer here. Ben Griffin. He's 1 under par, and I don't know if he can pick up a couple of strokes today or really just, I think, stay within like that 1 under or 2 over area like, stay in the hunt and he'll be all right, because the way that Jeff was talking earlier, he thinks it would be like a miracle if J.J. Spawn was as hot today as he was yesterday. Thriston Lawrence, who's basically a nobody, same deal for him. Now, Sam Burns and Hovland have had great days, especially Burns. But I'll go with Ben Griffin just because he was somebody who I did put a few bucks on, and I picked him in our draft. So that's my answer.
I'm excited to see Bryson DeChambeau. He tees off at 114 on the 10th hole. I'm basically going to be following him a little bit, Donnie, and he was my pick. He's currently three over. Curious to see how he does on what is an overcast day, but a beautiful day. Sun's been shining out at Oakmont, and it's not been as bright as TJ McConnell with the Indiana Pacers right now, Donnie. How about that? Up 2-1. McConnell, 10 points, 5 assists off the bench. Do you think that TJ McConnell is the most underrated player on the Indiana Pacers?
Oof. I mean, I would say this with some confidence, only knowing like one or two Pacers fans. Like, I know Joey Molinaro is a Pacers fan. There's no question in my mind that the fan favorite with the Pacers is TJ McConnell. I mean, he's like the ultimate glue guy, and he's able to do it at the NBA level. It's not just...
Did you see Pascal Siakam meeting TJ McConnell's grandfather the other day? That was pretty cool.
No, I did not see that. I saw the Tim McConnell FaceTime, though.
There was a really cool video of TJ's grandfather, like, closer to the locker room, and Pascal Siakam just going up to him and basically giving him a hug, and McConnell's grandfather shouting out to him. I think he mispronounced Siakam's name, but it was a pretty cool moment.
I'm guessing, though, that people in Indiana love TJ McConnell. I mean, he's a guy, he's really that type of player that you love him if he's on your team. You probably hate him if he's not on your team. Like, I bet Thunder fans are tired of him.
Like, he's not Lance Stephenson that Indiana was, but he's still somebody who is just an all-effort guy and just gives it everything he has, and representing Western Pennsylvania very well. Another thing that I saw, Donnie, this week that really caught my eye, challenges are coming to college basketball and the possibility of quarters in college basketball instead of two halves. Now, this is something where in the high school ranks, they changed the foul system where, remember, it used to be 7 fouls, 1-1, then you guys have the double bonus at 10, and now they just change it at 5 per quarter. They've been changing consistent rules pretty frequently now in basketball. Would you be in favor, well, they're doing the challenge system, but are you in favor of college basketball going from halves to quarters? I kind of like the halves.
See, I do think it's a little bit silly that it is still just two halves, because these guys don't play that way in any other level of basketball, including the pros. In the NBA, you're playing 4-12s. Growing up, high school, it's 4-8s. Maybe 4-10s, I don't know, depending on the state. But you're so used to playing 4 quarters of basketball. I was just so accustomed to the 2-half system that college basketball was my whole life. But then, if you recall, not quite 10 years ago, I was still in college when the change was made in women's college basketball, that they went from the 2 halves to 4 quarters. And I thought, this feels kind of silly. But then I thought to myself, no, this actually makes sense, because this is the level, or this is the timing that you will play basketball with your whole life. I don't know why it's different in college basketball. So I'm actually in favor of it if they went to like 4 10-minute quarters.
Now that I think of it, you play quarters in high school, you play halves in college, and you play quarters in the NBA. How does that make much sense?
Right. I mean, when you play
shot clock in high school basketball in every single state.
Yeah, that's got to be something that changes too. But yeah, like, it's the two halves in college basketball, that's the only level of hoops that you are playing that way.
All right, Donnie, two more I'm going to throw to you for the breakdown before I let you go. What do you make of the TJ Watt situation? He's not there. It seems like it's worse than it was previously when he held in at mandatory minicamp in 21 when he was looking for a new contract. I don't think they're going to trade him, but I do think that there's a possibility that this can get a little bit ugly. Do you?
I think it's going to come down to, or at least it can come down to, that final weekend like it did the last time. And I know he did his hold in 2021, and then on the eve of that first game against Buffalo, the story is that he like stormed into Art Rooney's office and demanded the contract and the pen, and then he signed it. I don't know if it's quite to that heroic level this time, but I do think this is going to be, now that Aaron Rodgers is here and the dust is settled, beyond anything that happens with him, the T.J. Watt situation will be the A1 storyline of their training camp, because I do think it'll be something that drags through the rest of the summer and probably comes down to, you know, a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of days before that first game. It will get done, though, because the Steelers will play hardball and they'll play tough with T.J. Watt for as long as possible, and then they'll give in to whatever he wants.
Question for Dom. Dom, you have dubbed Mike Tomlin as the best coach in the NFL at one point. Do you believe Mike Tomlin when he said that there's no concern here with what's going on with Watt?
If Mike Tomlin says it, I believe it. Yeah, I mean,
so Mike Tomlin is the gospel, Dom. No matter what he says, you will believe it.
He is the gospel. Listen, I tend to agree. I don't really think there's much cause for concern right now. If numbers come out that he wants $45 million and this thing drags on into July, I think the conversation will change. But right now, I think there's no real reason to panic. And if Mike Tomlin says don't panic, then you know what? I'm not going to panic.
I think it's eventually going to get done. They should not pay him $40 million. They shouldn't just give him that number because he wants to match Garrett just because the Browns made an awful business decision. Like, don't cave to the stupidity of others. Like, T.J. Watt's a really good player. I'm comfortable with 35, 36. He had 32 on his previous deal. That number makes more sense to me. But even if it's like a front-loaded contract and you give him – if you do give him 40 and it's just for the first year, second year, and then it's maybe 35, 32 later on down the road and you basically incentivize it or give him a big signing bonus, I would be more in favor of that than something that's going to cost you $40 million further on down the road when he might not be nearly the same type of player, Donnie.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty clear that he will not take – like a penny less than what Myles Garrett took. I don't think it necessarily even had to do with like other guys getting deals. I think Garrett was the big one because we know that there is a personal feud there between Watt and Garrett, and it is just a continuation of an ongoing pissing match there. And he's going to say it could be $40 million and 1 cent, but I will not take a penny less than the guy in Cleveland.
Yeah, but I thought Bob made a good point yesterday saying, like, let's say that does in fact happen with Watt. You don't think that Micah Parsons, like a month later, is going to sign a deal that's, all right, here is $41 million or $40.5 million right here.
Oh, he will. Yeah,
it's going to happen.
He will.
T.J. Watt will have that title for like 2 months.
Yeah, I do think he's more worried about Garrett than anybody else, though. So, I mean, they do have to do it. You bring up that point, which is a good one. They should try to do it soon because if Parsons signs a new one, then who's to say Watt doesn't say, well, hey, I want more than him, too.
All right, Donnie. What do you think of Paul Skeens' day today in Chicago at Wrigley, his first start in Chicago that he made early in his career last year? 6 no-hit innings. Pretty incredible. I don't know if we're going to see a no-hitter today. But the question is, can Paul Skeens win the Cy Young Award with a losing record? Because if they don't start stacking some wins for him, and he's pitched so phenomenally, that might be something where voters vote against him in favor of maybe Senga from the Mets or somebody else that gets hot late in the year.
Yeah, I do think that Skeens has a chance to be the first guy to do it. 4-6 right now. The ERA is 1.88, and it's never been done by a starting pitcher. But I think Skeens is the guy to break that mold. I mean, now, if it's like overwhelmingly a bad record, not that it should matter either way, because I think wins and losses become more and more irrelevant in baseball as the years go on. But I said a few weeks ago, I put it on Twitter, he's going to end up finishing like 7-16, but the ERA is going to be like barely above 2. If he's the guy who is overwhelmingly the best pitcher who just has bad luck because he has a bad team, that's who should win the award for me.
Right.
And I think Skeens like will do it. Yeah, I mean, we saw DeGrom and Felix Hernandez do it with records that were just over 500. I think Skeens can be the first guy to do it under 500 because I think he's going to dominate again today. I think we're in for like another 7 innings of 2 or 3 hits and 0 or 1 run. I think he's going to pitch lights out again.
Pony texted me about 20, 25 minutes ago saying, where are you at? Do you think that I will see Pony here today before he ultimately has to go to Oakmont and do the broadcast?
Oh, you better find him soon because he's going to have to start that voyage here in a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. He has not texted me back. I told him where I was, and he has not responded. Is Pony ghosting me?
Oh, he's gone into darkness. Yeah, that happens. That happens sometimes.
Rogers in the darkness retreat.
Thank you, Limits.
Wait. Hold on. Austin, before you go.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I had no problem stepping in for you today. I was glad to do it, but...
Appreciate you, Dom.
Since you're at Oakmont, I think it's only fair... I want to buy you something. I think you should go to Oakmont Bakery and get me something. Now, it's dealer's choice. I'm not going to tell you what to get me, but I think you should get me something from the bakery and present it to me next week.
Oh, dealer's choice. But yeah, he's going to text me after this exactly what he wants, I'm sure.
No. It's up to you. But yeah, next Monday, I'm almost expecting it, to be honest.
You want me to drive all the way out there on Monday and pick it up, or you want me to pick it up on Sunday and then take it to you?
I think Sunday and then giving it to me Monday makes the most sense.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Limits.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.